There are tons of options when it comes to looking for historic spots to visit on the National Mall, but just outside the Smithsonian Castle is a carousel that's a destination for many because of its connection to the civil rights movement.
Every day, families from around the world visit the carousel on the National Mall. For some, it's a tradition.
My parents did it for me. We did it for our daughter. Now my daughter's doing it for her son.
It hasn't always been here. 50 years ago, the carousel sat in Gwen Oak Park, just outside of Baltimore. Black people couldn't ride it because the park was for whites only. That began to change in the summer of 1955.
They had started having protests at Gwen Oak Amusement Park.
Amy Nathan wrote a book about the carousel called Round and Round Together.
They decided, well, if kids could go to school together, why couldn't they go to amusement parks together?
The park was owned by a man named Arthur Price and his brother. They stood by their decision to keep it segregated.
They said that it would be economic suicide if they integrated the park.
The protests went on for 8 years. D'Army Bailey is a retired judge. He was a protester during the summer of 1963.
We proceeded to the gate of the park, and the police had lined up in front to block us from entering the park. When they ordered us to disperse and return to our buses, we all sat down on the pavement.
Bailey was arrested on July 4th with 282 other people.
That was the first wave of protest, and that was followed 2 days later because the park remained segregated.
Those protests brought national media attention to the park.
About 2 weeks after their demonstrations, negotiations resulted in the owners dropping Jim Crow.
A few weeks later, it was opened to all children.
Gwen Oak Amusement Park dropped segregation on the very same day as the March on Washington.
Our little black boys and black girls will be able to join hands with little white boys and white girls as sisters and brothers.
And on that day, Sharon Langley was the first African-American child to go on a ride there.
The carousel stayed in Gwen Oak until 1972. That year, Hurricane Agnes destroyed the park. The carousel survived. It moved to the National Mall, where today it continues to welcome kids of all races.
I can't believe that it was like that before.
I think that's the beauty of this park and this city and what the world is like today.
Bailey hopes that the fight for equality he and others went through 50 years ago is not forgotten.
So that people understand that they ride not just for the joy of a beautiful carousel, but they ride as a part of a new history.
Tristiana Hinton, WTOP News.